2 of the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen. Say hello to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here to take your calls, your questions, your concerns are the focus about your health, your well-being. You've been to the doctor, maybe you haven't been to the doctor. We had a call earlier from a gentleman who went to see a chiropractor, and the chiropractor did an x-ray of his neck. I thought I was going to send him to see Dr. Jack there for a while, Ken, because that's what Dr. Jack Stockwell has. Any chiropractic questions, you're welcome to go to jackstockwell.com's website. By the way, Ken's website is marvelous, full of great information. DrKenshow.com is a blog where you can go in and be a part of the conversation about, again, the sort of general things that come up in people's minds. That's what this program is all about. Dr. Ken, not really a generalist, although because of his background, he's been trained in all kinds of medical procedures, conventional and otherwise, and runs Lake Cardiology, which is a wonderful place and a great town in Central Florida. So if you had heart problems, issues with your cardiovascular system, I would urge you to take a nice trip down to Orlando and go see Ken. You can call his office to make an appointment at 800-LAKE-CARDIO. That's where his clinic is in Florida. So we're dealing with the issues of the week, the medical news, things that are going on that you ought to be aware of. A lot of people don't get an MRI because they're worried about their pacemaker. Apparently, that's not something to worry about, Ken.
Well, it's looking like one of the another dogma of medicine may be biting the dust.
You mean science? Discount science? Where have we heard that before?
Well, it's more a matter of doctors just being uneasy about putting people through what seems like it shouldn't be safe. It's more not a matter so much of science. It's a matter of our intuition not being very good.
Mm-hmm.
You study the history of medicine, and often intuition is not very good. But people have these implanted devices, pacemakers, which makes sure that the heart doesn't go below a certain number that we pre-program. It's like it's nothing more than a battery and a wire that senses how rapid your heart is going. And then the other common device are these defibrillators, which when the lower part of your heart beats too rapidly, they shock the heart from inside, and it saves your life. We avoid what we call sudden cardiac death. And forever, it's been thought that if you're going to have an MRI, you're going to go into that magnet to image your body, it could damage the precise electronics of these devices.
Mm-hmm.
And it's looking more and more like you might be able to go and have an MRI. And I would talk to your doctor about this. And some brave doctors began putting patients through this, and it seems like it's not doing much damage. And you're going to need to have staff in your hospital that are enlightened and keeping up to date, and they're going to be uneasy at first, and they don't want to cause any harm, but it's worth talking to your doctors if you do have a pacemaker or a defibrillator, whether it's safe for you to now have an MRI.
MRIs, I've had 4 or 5 of them, I think, in my life, and that's always a question they ask. You have a pacemaker? And I kind of, it's pretty obvious why you wouldn't want to get into a situation, because the pacemaker itself may have some magnetic operational efficiency, right?
You know, the old thought, doctors envision, we'd zip it right out of you, suck it right out due to the magnetic field, and definitely, if not suck it right out, ruin the electronics inside. And it's looking like many people can safely have this if they have a pacemaker. This is out of the American Journal of Cardiology just this week.
888-553-7536. Please avail yourself of Dr. Ken's expertise. We're on stations all around the country. It's a holiday weekend. People, of course, this time of year, things slow down, or, if you will, the last part of the slowest part of the year when people sort of want to take it easy. And so if you have a moment and you're thinking about things that are related to your health, you're certainly welcome to call us at 888-55-DRKEN, like Jerry has, who's from Grand Rapids. What's your problem, Jerry? We're happy you called, by the way. Thanks.
Good morning. Happy Labor Day weekend. All these new Greek yogurts, Chobani, et cetera, are they good for you or are they not good for you?
Greek
Gary,
yogurts.
I sure hope they're good for you, because I'll tell you, I consume too much of it. I personally love yogurt, and I eat a lot of it. The key is you have to make sure that it's fresh, because it has good bacteria in it, but it's a petri dish for bad bacteria. So if you have any doubt, you want to avoid any food poisoning. But when it's fresh, when it's good, I love it.
You can make it from other yogurt cultures. You can make sure, what I think Ken is saying in part, when you buy whatever the brand is, that you're, whether it's Greek yogurt or other yogurts, you got to make sure the thing is sealed, because if it isn't, there is, I mean, that's the what yogurt is bacteria. And so sometimes the good mixes with the bad, and that's why we talk so much about probiotics here, because there are the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. The theory is the yogurt has good bacteria, which we all need to survive in the stomach lining and our intestine lining, right, Ken?
Absolutely. Jerry, and I favor the low-fat or the non-fat, and I consume it daily.
So
is three Chobani 6-ounce containers too much in a day?
How many?
Three.
Three?
It depends what else you eat. Realize there's about 150 calories in each one of those containers. You know, I'll probably consume myself at least one or two a day.
You got to have a balanced diet, Jerry. That's what Ken is saying, is you need to have a balanced diet. Are you careful? Do you watch what you eat? Are you smart about your choices?
Well, I am everything else, but I started eating the Chobani, and I really like it. I went and looked at the 10 health benefits. The 10 health benefits were good. I just wondered how much is too much.
What are your favorite flavors?
Strawberry, blueberry.
I'm going to send him a bill pretty soon here.
And peach.
Yeah, we're doing a good commercial.
Yeah, great.
The
All right, Jerry.
It's great.
Yep. Enjoy your yogurt. Mimi in York, Pennsylvania, what may Dr. Ken do to help you out?
Yeah, I have multiple sclerosis, and I was wondering how much percentage is cognitive issues affect MS?
Great question. What have you noticed in yourself? Because obviously that's what's generating this question.
Yeah. Well, I'm 67 years old, and I do really well. I've worked all my life, and I have a job at the present time. And the only things I noticed is aging. You know, I forget, and I know that a little bit. And I just the normal four things that I think happen to anyone that gets a little older. But other than that, I don't notice that. And none of my friends notice anything, because we're all in the same age group. And so that's about all I can tell you. I called you before, and you told me to tell my son to tell his wife to butt out. I thought, I wish I had a recording of that. They live in New Jersey, so I really don't need, and I live in Pennsylvania, so it's not even an issue.
Mimi, with multiple sclerosis, there have been, in some studies, mental changes noticed, such as forgetfulness or difficulties concentrating. These are complications of MS, not seen in everybody, but they have been observed. And part of the challenge is, as we all age, unfortunately, these are parts of what many of us experience. So sometimes it's hard to untangle whether it's truly related or just a factor of other things.
Right. Well, I think in my case, my doctor, my neurologist and family doctor have no problems with any of that. Mm-hmm. You think everything is, as I'm on target and doing well, my blood pressure, my weight, everything else is perfect for my age.
Usually us as individuals, and you sound like one of them, we're more sensitive to it than others, and we try to sometimes overcompensate for it. But I didn't catch it. Is anyone else bringing this to your attention, or is this just something that you're a little bit sensitive about?
It's my son and his wife.
Okay.
That's when it all started, when he married her 8 years ago. Other than that, never.
Uh-oh. As a mom doesn't like the daughter-in-law.
No, the daughter-in-law doesn't like the mom.
Oh, well.
The daughter-in-law doesn't like me. I just love her. I don't have a problem with anything. I don't even visit. Like I said, we don't go there. They don't come here. She created this terrible thing.
And some people do that. Some people create things out of their own experiences that are not true. They make them true. They then get into this ownership thing of the psychology of what they think is real versus what is real. And sometimes that's based on her experiences. She's probably had experience with some other woman, perhaps a boyfriend as she was growing up. Mom was really over the top with her. And so she's putting you in the same kettle as that person was. It happens all the time. There's lots of that stuff goes on.
Mimi, I'm not saying this is happening, but give me a second. But realize it's harassment for a younger person to try to turn an older person into having cognitive memory and thought problems when they really don't have them. This is clear harassment.
And so you should,
because that's what I said.
Well, then just stay away
from
her. Why does it just stay away from her? Just leave. If your son is happier with her and he doesn't want to have anything to do with you, because that's what he's saying, he favors his wife, and that often is the case. It's too bad it gets mom versus wife. That's kind of immature and basically stupid. But that tells you something. Unfortunately, maybe you missed something, or he missed something along the line, or he would be able to fix this himself. He's married to the wrong woman, or in some way, shape, or form, he hasn't got the courage to deal. Nothing's perfect. You may be a little overbearing in some respects. Who knows? But you still, you don't just do the kinds of stuff that you've described here. Families that care about each other just don't do that. And adults don't do this sort of thing. You can work things out. You talk them through, unless it's just all about you and nobody else. If that's the case, either you're like that or she's like that, but you're wasting your time if you can't get through to people and understand that life is not always just plain cut and dried. I'm betting there's a little of this on your – I'm playing the shrink now a little.
You're doing a good job.
There's a little on your side here, Mimi, too. I can tell it in your voice. But that doesn't mean that it's right on either side for you guys not to try to get to the same page. Thanks for the call. Good luck to you and your son and your daughter-in-law. It's Dr. Ken on the radio, 888-55-DRKEN.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvaluein.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
As kids head back to school, cafeterias introduce revamped menus. I'm Risa Jill Miller. The menus offer nutrient-rich flavored milk and more whole grains, fruits, and veggies, all in line with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's new school lunch regulations. All flavored milk will be fat-free and lower in calories and sugar than ever before. Despite these positive advances and the essential nutrients milk offers children, school milk consumption continues to decline for the third year in a row, and kids are falling far short of the recommended servings of milk each day. Registered dietitian Carolyn O'Neill.
Flavored milk is the most popular choice in school lunchrooms, and students drink less milk when it's not offered. It's important that kids learn how to make food choices in the lunchroom to develop skills that last a lifetime by providing a variety of nutritious and delicious foods like fat-free chocolate milk. We're teaching kids good decision-making to ensure that lunch doesn't end up in the trash. Flavored milk is a win-win on the lunch tray.
For more info, visit milkitschools.com.
888-553-7536. Working on some more of your calls as we continue with the information and the medical therapy here on Good Day Weekend.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ken and Doug, that's what he says. I say Dr. Ken because he's the expert on the Good Day Weekend program when it comes to medical advice, and he's here at 888-553-7536. I lack the experience and training that Ken has, but I do have opinions sometimes. Here's Jim and Eugene with a question. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Two things. One, my testosterone level is down to 1.3, and then my PSA was up to 8.3, and most recently it dropped down to 5.8. And they sent me just bottles and bottles and bottles of testosterone to take, but then when the PSA test came back, they said don't touch the testosterone because apparently that's some kind of a fertilizer for cancer. So I'm concerned about having the test where you go in through the colon and puncture the wall, you might become septic or peritonitis while trying to get the stuff from the prostate for testing. I know that's a lot of information, but should I be that concerned or that afraid of that prostate testing?
Jim, let's back it up a second, because you're asking a question which so many people, guys, their girlfriends, their wives are asking me, and a lot of doctors these days, because of all the marketing about low T levels, low testosterone levels. And this is the yin-yang of medicine. Yes, as we get older, our body's making less testosterone as males, even as women. But men seem to be the ones most interested in this right now. But the problem is, if we replace it, it can promote prostate cancer. It can promote heart disease. So this is where it's very challenging right now with the level of information that we have today. I think this is an area that we're going to know a lot better in 5 to 10 years when a lot more studies are done about effectiveness and safety of testosterone replacement. But what do you do in the meantime? A guy like you who has low testosterone but has an elevated PSA, there are some natural things that you can do to get the testosterone level up. And can I go through some of them? We have some time?
Yeah, sure.
Can I insert also that I'm a type 2 diabetic?
Yes, that would make you at more risk of circulation issues, heart issues. And this is what I would do if you were my patient. I would take your risk assessment of getting circulatory problems. I would do your risk assessment of getting prostate cancer. And then I would have to make a judgment about whether it was more risky to give you testosterone or more risky not to give you testosterone. In your case, I think it's easy. It just seems like you're at high risk, and you need to do this without the replacement, and you need to do it naturally. Are you at ideal body weight? Do you have a big floppy belly like so many of us as we're approaching 60?
I'm 6 foot. 265 years old, 330 pounds, so I'm huge.
That flopping belly that I bet is there, that needs to, you need to get rid of that because that is part of getting a low testosterone. But you don't want to lose the weight too quickly because that'll lower the testosterone even further. About 1 pound, about 1 pound a week. You don't want to go near the Atkins diet. The Atkins type of diet, very high protein, low carbohydrate, will also help to lower the testosterone. You want to try to have some morning sex. This will help the testosterone to rise, help it circulate. And when the doctor says it's okay, I would try to get into some tough exercise programs. This will also help to stimulate the testosterone. And nuts at midnight seem to help. Nuts are high in monounsaturated fats, and these are help as the building blocks to making testosterone, which seems to peak in the morning. So maybe you want to have in the evening some nuts, olive oil, canola oil, peanut butter, all good sources of monounsaturated fats. And you want to get somebody to teach you how to do weightlifting because this definitely will help to raise the testosterone. And watch the alcohol. This will interfere with testosterone. And don't surf.
I don't drink or smoke.
And the last thing is you want to avoid surfing for porn at 2 a.m. because if you are not getting good sleep 7 to 8 hours during the night, that's when you want to sleep. Circadian rhythms have a lot to do with your testosterone production. So you want to be on a good, get to bed early and get at least 7 to 8 hours, and that'll definitely help.
All right, Jim. You got Dr. Ken's advice. Thanks for your call. 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougstefan.com. Calorie limits do not extend lifespan, but may make you healthier. What's the quick story behind that news of the week from the medical department, Ken?
This is another area where intuition is not helpful. We've known for so long that in rats and mice, if they eat 30 to 40% fewer calories than normal, they lived 15% to 40% longer than is typical for their species. But again, this is why I rarely talk about rat studies and mice studies, because you can't really extrapolate to humans often. You can learn a lot, but studies that were done in monkeys whose calories were restricted to 30% below normal did not live longer, but the calorie-restricted monkeys, they avoided cancer, and they just looked younger than animals who ate freely.
888-553-7536. More time with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Phones are open and available for you. It's half past the hour.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Weekend 888-553-7536. Welcome back to the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, here to take your calls, answer your questions, your email, what's going on in the medical world through the course of the last week. We're here every weekend live, so join us. When you have a question, follow the thread of conversation. You can listen and be helped by information that comes through the questions of other folks and what Dr. Ken comes back with. There are a number of things that are important every week. I found it interesting that there were some new approvals from the FDA this week that you ought to probably underscore, especially this one for constipation. That looks. There are things you don't have to have drugs to fix. Matter of fact, there's ways of fixing most everything that don't require drugs. So is this a good thing or a bad thing, Ken?
Well, this is especially for people who have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation associated, which for some is a very hard, frustrating problem. Some of these people are the bane of physicians. They just constantly appear on our doorsteps and never get better. And this is some new hope. It's called Linzess, L-I-N as in Nancy, Z-E-S-S. It was approved by the FDA this past week, and it's a new kind of drug, relieves constipation and pain for some adults with irritable bowel syndrome. Ask your doctors about this. Irritable bowel is such a common problem. Linzess, L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
We've had sponsors over the years that have they claim that the taking various natural remedies can also help. I've forgotten now. I think we've had 3 or 4 actually over the time, and one wonders whether even things like probiotics calm down your stomach, your intestinal system. A lot of times, constipation is caused by nerves, though, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Worrying about the fact that you can't go to the bathroom.
Absolutely. There's anyone who has irritable bowel syndrome knows that there is definitely a relationship between the bowel and the brain. The problem is, what's the chicken, what's the egg, which is causing and which is following.
What do you make of this new fact about the epilepsy drug that may have other side benefits as well?
There's an epilepsy drug called gabapentin, and it seems to be effective at calming a chronic cough. This is out of the medical journal Lancet. About 1 in 10 people suffer from chronic cough, and for many, the cause is unknown. And this is some real hope. Gabapentin, if the cough lasts longer than 8 weeks, Doug, treatment tends to focus on the underlying cause of the cough, which may be due to conditions like asthma, acid reflux, or post-nasal drip. And this condition is becoming increasingly common. I see a lot of people with this. It's poorly understood. It's difficult to treat. And I would ask you doctors about gabapentin as a possible treatment for this. Really exciting.
Last week, we spent a lot of time talking about the West Nile virus. You brought to people's attention the fact that a number of people have died. I think 41 was the number, and the number of people infected. I talked about immune system. Haven't heard too much about it this week, except that you sent along to me a profile. Well, I don't know. Yeah, this is a guide more than a profile. Those people who are likely to get the West Nile virus, if you're an employer, what to do. There's a webinar that's being offered for those who are employers so that you can handle the issues in the workplace. So what are some of the issues in the workplace that would spread or complicate getting the West Nile virus, even if you're not in terms of the workplace, you're not presenting it, but you could be an incubator if somebody brings it to the office, right?
Well, it's dealing with mosquitoes, and as of the end of this past week, 48 states, Doug, have reported West Nile virus infection. Total of 1,590 cases have occurred, including 65 deaths, and it seems like the numbers each week are accelerating. So, you know, last week we were talking about whether the media was making a big deal about this, but a lot of people are taking this seriously. That's why I sent you that. And what that guide is how to get rid of mosquitoes from the workplace.
Well, the other side of that is how many people die of the regular flu every year, 40, 50,000?
Approximately, yes.
Yeah, all right. So where's the headline there?
Just wait, they're coming.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying.
The first one came out this week already. There's been the first death of this year's flu virus this
yeah.
week.
Yeah, right, but that's one person. The point isn't that we ought not to be aware of this stuff. The point that I make is the news media is unbelievably irresponsible in presenting these things so full of fear instead of taking the approach that you do. Okay, here's how you avoid it. Here's the way to build up your immune system. Here's what to do maybe if you do contact it.
Well, instead of the standing water. That's a big thing. And,
right.
And mosquito spray and long sleeves, nets around the house. You really just want to get rid of that freestanding water. That's a big place where these things breed.
All right. Before we get back to the callers, I had a question about all of these stations down in Florida and elsewhere who are holding radiothons to raise money for the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. What do you know about them, and how are they different from regular hospitals? They're children's hospitals. I mean, we have children's hospitals in most every major city, right?
We do, and tell me a little bit more about this.
Well, in essence, what is happening is over Labor Day weekend, kind of sometimes in concert with a lot of people like to do these things like the Jerry Williams.
The telethon.
The telethon. And so this week, a number of radio stations were raising money for things like, for example, the Carlton Clinic, the Children's Hospital in Roanoke, Virginia. Another one in Lewiston, Florida. They raised $123,000 for the, is it Shands Hospital for Children, University of Florida in West Palm Beach, that sort of thing. And I just wonder sometimes if, you think about these hospitals. I don't know whether these hospitals must be public hospitals.
Are they piggybacking on the Jerry Lewis telethon from MS?
I don't see that these are connected to MS. I don't see that these are connected to multiple sclerosis.
MDS.
MDS, yeah, muscular dystrophy. Yeah. But maybe they're all children's hospital projects. $315,000 raised for a hospital in Omaha, Children's Hospital and Medical Center there.
What a better way to use your money.
Yeah. Well, as long as it goes to helping children and not to administrative costs, I think that's what you always have to be aware of, and that's kind of why I brought it up.
Absolutely.
888-553-7536. Here's John in Downey, California, who's got severe insomnia. Ken, John, go ahead. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Hi, Doctor. Hi, Doug. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Good. Sure. Thanks for calling.
Doctor, I've had a lot of setbacks for at least 3 years now. I haven't got 7 to 8 hours sleep at all. It's always been fragmented, maybe 3 hours, maybe not at all. After I had some setbacks, the doctor put me on Xanax and Ambien, actually the generic, Xylopan or something. I haven't touched that in over 6 months.
Xylopan, yes.
Yeah, I've cut caffeine out. I work out as much as I can. I've been taking care of my father. He's ill now. I don't know what it is, if it's anxiety, but I tried the hot showers. I'm actually drinking a hot cup of soy milk right now, listening to your program. I've tried all the natural Nature Made and the little drinks that you drink. It's all supposed to be all natural, drug-free.
John.
Because, and I don't know what it is. Okay. What can I do to get a good night's sleep? Because honestly, 7, 8 years, no sleep.
Sure, John, you sound tired. First, if you can identify a cause. Some of the common causes, stress, anxiety, depression, medications. You're not on any stimulants, I hope?
None.
Are you
I'm
on any
free.
Prescription? Well, give me a second, John. Are you on any prescription drugs?
No, sir.
Have you cut out caffeine, nicotine,
yes,
and alcohol?
Yes, sir.
And do you have any medical conditions?
No, I'm overall pretty healthy for someone who hasn't had 7, 8 hours in a good 3 years.
No overactive thyroid, no GE reflux disease, heart failure, cancer, arthritis, any lung disease? Anything like that?
No, sir. My joints hurt from time to time, but I've been taking fish oil for that. I'm 52 years old and overall pretty healthy. My weight is good. Blood pressure is good.
And you don't eat late into the evening, right?
I have at times. I thought that it might make me lazy. I've been taking tryptophan, and my aunt has told me to eat turkey and bananas.
John, are you an anxious guy?
Well, I've had a lot of setbacks these last few years, so my mind kind of works overtime, you know, thinking about, you know, but, you know.
Which comes first? Which comes first? The things that you think about, excuse me, and then you don't feel well, or you don't feel well and you start to think about the things that are negative or bad?
About a lot.
I don't
know. It's all my mind.
John, what I would suggest for you, I think finding a therapist would be so helpful. Someone who, and I want you to write this down, you want behavior therapy.
Okay.
And I'm not looking for drugs for you. I want you to find a therapist who is skilled in behavior therapy for insomnia. And there's a lot of different behavioral therapies that you can be taught, and this therapist will help you with also with your anxiety, which I think is a role here. You know, it's probably being made worse by your insomnia, but I have a feeling it's also part of it. And I don't think the drugs are a good idea for you, but I think a good trained therapist who knows how to teach you behavioral therapy for insomnia is going to be a solution. And I'd love to hear 3 to 6 months from you about how well you are sleeping.
As a matter of fact, if somebody gives you drugs or wants to give you drugs, run away from them. Go find a good therapist. That's Ken's advice, and I think I would concur with that listening to you, sir. Thanks for the call. 888-553-7536. One of the things that Ken, as a cardiologist, that he sees every single day, the impact of people, and you notice people are calling and they're sensitive to this information, Ken. They talk about their cholesterol. We had that big fella, 6'3", and he weighed 300 pounds or something. And he and many others say, well, my cholesterol level is this. And so the first step here on the way to health is to know what's going on in your body. And if you don't know what your cholesterol numbers are, you don't know what your triglyceride numbers are, that certainly isn't good, is it, Ken?
Absolutely not. High cholesterol does. It's a serious condition, as you're suggesting. It can lead to heart attacks, heart disease, stroke. It can even lead to your sexual organs not functioning properly as the plumbing gets clogged up. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in all of my patients, and this all-new natural approach from Italy, it might be right for a lot of you listening. Cardiols, 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. And I like this because users report excellent results in just 30 days. It's also safe, FDA registered. And Cardiol, it's easy to take, believe it or not, just 1 capsule a day.
And very cool because when you get onto this thing and you've spent 30 days on it like I have, you get your cholesterol levels checked after the fact, before the fact and after the fact. Pretty easy to get a blood test. You'll see dramatically how the difference is. And then you maintain the healthy cholesterol levels and healthy triglyceride levels by staying on Cardiol, because we all need those fish oils and the combination of things that are unique to Cardiol. A free 30-day trial of this product is available right now. As Ken said, you take 1 capsule a day, so you get 30 capsules from Cardiol free. You'll pay only the shipping and handling. That's it. Click on Dr. Ken's free trial when you order online at cardiol.net/Ken. That's Dr. Ken's free trial when ordering online, cardiol.net/Ken, or you may call 888-809-6424. That's easier for some. You remember cardiol.net/Ken, that's swell, or you call 888-809-6424. The bottom line is, don't be silly. Try this. It doesn't cost you anything. See what goes on. Everybody has something to worry about when it comes to this sort of thing. So take care of yourself intelligently. 888-809-6424 for that free 30-day trial of Cardiol.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
Now, this is the way guys like to shop, with buy one, get one free savings during Macy's Labor Day sale. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Michael Kors, and more. Belts from Jeffrey Beam, buy one, get one free. Polos and tees from Izod, Via Europa, Club Room. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis, and more. Designer suits, buy one, get one free. Hot styles, big names, buy one, get one free. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Exclusions apply.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn. And spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our value club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
888-553-7536. Let's see if we can work with Philip, I think, here. Go ahead, Philip. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Hey, good morning, guys. I had to have a bicuspid heart valve replaced. And this was done about 5 weeks ago. At the same time, they were in the middle of surgery and found out that I had a big aneurysm. They fixed all of this. Next day, they had me up on my feet. I was walking around some. Recovery was seen to be going quite well. I've had one follow-up visit. This past week, I was supposed to have another follow-up visit, and I felt too bad to go. All of a sudden, in the last week, it feels like somebody has taken their knee and stabbed me right in the middle of where the incision was made. It's just a real hurtful pain, and I can't even walk from the mailbox back to the house.
All right, so, Philip, what's your question for Dr. Ken? We got about a minute.
He wants to know why he's suddenly short of breath after.
Why am I suddenly short of breath? Exactly.
Well, you could have an infection in the chest wound or in the lungs. You also may have an issue with that heart valve, so the doctors need to do an echocardiogram, make sure that heart valve is working properly. You need a chest x-ray, and you also need the surgeon to look at the incision and make sure it's healing well. I would get to the heart doctor and the heart surgeon yesterday.
All right. Does he need to go to the emergency room this morning?
Are you short of breath right now, Phil?
Just sitting around, no problem. We were intending on going to a NASCAR race today, but I think I'm going to have to opt out of that. I just can't walk very far, and all of a sudden I'm just out of breath.
Go to the emergency room.
I would not go there, and yes, I would call your cardiologist and run it by your cardiologist.
I'm in love with you. Love that is true.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
To your calls at 888-553-7536. I'm Doug Steffen. It's the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to help Patricia. Next listing in Salt Lake City, Utah. Go ahead, Patricia.
Hi. May I ask two questions?
Yeah, if you make it quick.
Okay, I will. The first one is simple about, and they both pertain possibly the same thing. I had hip surgery May 25th of this year. Everything seems to be going great. One thing I do have to do is take antibiotics, or I've been advised to, when I go to the dentist. And I want to have your opinion about that. And then also, since the surgery, about every maybe 3 to 4 hours, I sweat. I just break out in a sweat, and it lasts maybe 2 or 3 minutes. And that's my, and so I'm not, so I want your opinion on that, if it's sure. possibly related to my surgery.
Sure. You know, it's hard to make that association, but one of the complications of the kind of surgery that you had is an infection. And sometimes these infections can be very deep inside, and maybe that's a cause of your sweating. But I would just have the orthopedic doctor who did your surgery, recheck it, make sure there's no signs of infection. You know, you're at the age where you have other reasons for maybe having some sweating. Have you been through menopause?
I did have those experiences about 2 years ago, and I'm 52, and then it lasted about 3 to 4 months, and I'm athletic, which I don't know if it makes a difference, but it's, and then I didn't have any problem, and that's why since the surgery.
Sure.
I thought maybe that was related.
Right. If it's not a coincidence and it's not related to the menopause, which you know, you're definitely at the age where that's going to become an issue. then what I would do is, just for peace of mind, don't assume it's the menopause. Let the orthopedic surgeon check it out and make sure that there's no infection. They may need to do some imaging to take a look at it. And if the orthopedic doctor rolls his or her eyes at you, you know, just tell them that you'd like some peace of mind.
He's great. And how about the antibiotics when you go to the dentist? They recommend that for like 2 years.
I would, depending on what procedure you had, what materials were put into you, you know, I would just go by the book, whatever they recommend you, so that you don't bring on any further infection. That's why this is all done.
Right, and I've been doing that. And can I ask you a simple, like, about menopause? So let's say I experienced symptoms 2 years ago. Does it kind of come and go as you, or do you have it and it's done?
It's possible. You know, so that's a great question. Some people do linger, and it's like torture, and they just go through it for too long, and they have perimenopausal, premenopausal, and it just never ends. Some people go through it so quickly, and this is where you may want to get checked with some easy blood tests. You know, this could be figured out where you are, if you're through it, if you're not through it, and try to get the right diagnosis. And even getting some very brief, low-dose hormone replacement. You know, we've become so afraid of any hormone replacement because of the risk of heart attacks. And all the recent studies, the newest data is showing, is that using them around the time of menopause is the safest, as opposed to waiting for years later. And you want to get off them as soon as possible. You want to use the lowest dose possible. But don't torture yourself by not using them if you really need them.
All right, let's try and help Joanne quickly here. Joanne, got about a minute with Dr. Ken. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, I'm calling for my sister Helen. She's 74 years old. She's been diagnosed with a low red blood cell count. They take blood tests every 2 weeks to see if it drops. She's had 2 transfusions.
What's your question?
My question is, they haven't come up with a diagnosis yet, and I wondered if you had any thoughts on that.
Joanne, in a nutshell, you're asking me what causes anemia, and there's a list. A long laundry list. And big picture is either you're not making enough red blood cells from the bone marrow or you're losing it. And you cannot make enough because your bone marrow's tired. It's not having the right building blocks like vitamin B12 and folic acid and iron, or you could have not the right stimulants in the body. They come from hormones in the kidneys, or you're losing it. Typically, you can lose it in the bowel. You can slow bleed. You can lose it. She may not be menstruating. The common places that people lose it. A hematologist is a good detective who can figure this all out.
Talk to Ken Kronos here on the Good Day Weekend program.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.